This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The Illinois State Police, as we've talked about before, are trying some different things at times in order to try to get some bad or distracted drivers at least off the roads. The latest of those was today near the Quad Cities, where troopers got in the big rigs with semi-drivers in order to see motorists possibly that could be using their cell phones or have other distracted driving issues among them. So we're going to talk about that with Illinois State Police Trooper Jason Wilson. He's the Safety Education Officer for District 7. This did occur in our district today, although not immediately in this area, but we'll explain about that. Trooper Wilson, thanks for your time.
You bet. How are you doing today?
I am very well, especially since I didn't get pulled over, so that's always a good day.
Well, yes, it usually is. I think everybody kind of sees it as a pretty good day.
Yeah, definitely. But it sounds like that maybe it wasn't a very good day for some drivers out there, at least.
No, we did have quite a bit of activity today with our little new detail. And what we tried to do was we actually had someone come all the way from Alton, Illinois. So that's down by the St. Louis area. Joe Newman of Newman Carriers actually brought his truck and his trailer up here, and he gave it to us to be able to use. Now, we have a trooper who's actually a certified CDL driver, so we had a trooper in the driver's seat and a trooper in the passenger seat as the observer, and all they would do is just drive down the road, and as people would pass them in their just plain regular semi-truck, we would actually, they would be able to see violations, and they saw multiple violations today. Unfortunately, we were able to call ahead to our chase cars, but ironically, the chase cars were actually driving in front of the semi. Huh. So as people passed them, they would call out, and one of the chase cars would drop back to where they were and make the stop and write the tickets if necessary.
Now, where was this at? Was this near the Big X, near the Quad Cities today?
Yes, they did kind of a loop today between the I-74 spur, which is right by the airport up in the Quad Cities, all the way out to Atkinson, which is mile marker 26 on I-80, and they just kept going back and forth through there. And unfortunately, with the five cars that we had available to be able to enforce infractions, there were several times that the truck had to just go ahead and pull off on a ramp and wait for cars to become available because they were able to catch that many people that quickly.
Wow. Gosh, I guess that you're not going to start putting lights and sirens on semis now, are you?
Hey, you know what? Tennessee Highway Patrol has already done that.
Really?
So I can't even say that we were the brainchildren behind that when somebody else has done that before we were able to, but you never know.
No kidding. I did not know that was even a thing.
Yes, they've actually got one of their they have a semi truck that's actually striped just like a squad car. And I did have the pleasure to talk to the trooper who usually drives that, and he did say that there was one time when he did pull over a car because there was no one else available, and he turned on the light bar on top of the semi truck, and the wig wags came on, and the person probably darn near drove off the road, if I were to guess.
Yeah,
I asked him, I said, yeah, I hear that you guys are using it all the time. He said, I pulled over one car. I said, well, that's all it takes for the word of mouth to get around. That's all you guys are using our semi-trucks.
Yeah, no kidding. We've talked before. I know when you were there were troopers in the I-74 construction zone up in Moline that were... Yes. Dressed before as construction workers in the construction workers' trucks to try to get a handle on some of the driving in construction zones, and now we have this. I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, but is this a stunt, or is this going to lead to long-term, I guess, maybe better driving?
Well, and with the semi-truck, really what it came down to was, if you ever follow any of our state police Facebook pages, either the district one or the main state police page, we will put in a lot of very kooky things that we see out there on the roads. And usually, inevitably, in those threads, somewhere in the comments, there's one truck driver that says, you really need to ride with me if you want to see people do dumb things. So at some point in time, somebody actually thought, well, let's just do that. And the statistics are just overwhelming and dang near staggering, so we just decided, you know what, this is a good idea, and Mr. Newman, he's from the Alton area, and he's actually driven around to multiple districts throughout the state, donating his truck's fuel, the truck mileage, and any truck that he's got down, allowing us to use is a truck that's not making money. But he said it best. He said, this is something that's we're trying to make everybody safe. And if everybody looks around and they think that there's that a semi-truck could be the one calling them in doing something wrong, then maybe motorists are going to start paying attention and be a little bit safer even around our semi-trucks.
Conversely, though, I've driven on various interstates before, and I've seen semis even doing, I think, some pretty bad
and
driving habits.
You know what? That's exactly right. And we actually had five today that were pulled over for that.
Wow.
And so what the us being up higher actually allows us to do is, one, we're able to look down into the passenger cars and kind of see what's going on in there and call out, like, a young lady who was driving with both of her knees and using both hands to really text away as she passed a full-size semi-truck. And then it also allows us to be at the same level as the semi-drivers so we can see them if they're trying to hold it down in their lap, knowing that since they're so high, no one's normally going to be able to see up there and see what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's actually worked for us enforcing all the way around the exact same law, which is just this hands-free law, to try to get people to understand, put the phone away. You don't need it right now. Your only job is to get down the road safely to wherever you need to go. Nothing on that phone is worth your life or somebody else's.
As of July 1st, as we know, the laws were, I guess, strengthened in terms of you basically can't even, I say you can't even breathe on your cell phone while you're driving now. So have we seen a difference at all, or are people, by and large, in big or small vehicles, just driving the way they always have and are maybe either not aware of the law or just don't care?
Oh, it's not that they're not aware of the law. We can tell that from when they see and figure out who we are,
Yeah. Their
reaction to what they do with their phone, which is usually throw it as far away from them as possible. So we know that they are very well aware of the law. The only problem is everybody has that same mentality of, it won't happen to me. Yes, there's a lot of people that get hurt on the roads, but it won't happen to me. It happens to somebody else. Well, the National Safety Council can't come out and flat out told America, look, distracted driving has become the number one fatality cause in America over DUI.
Hmm.
Now, we all have the stigma that we all know driving while intoxicated is not okay.
Yeah.
But we all think, since it's so easy to do and there's such availability for it, that there isn't any problem with us just getting on our phone for just a quick second to be able to check whatever it is we need to check, and we'll be right off of it, we promise. And then once you respond to somebody, they respond back, you pick it back up, then you put it back down, then you pick it back up when it goes off again. That's why I always say, just put your phone away, not down. Down is still where you can get to it. Put it away. Put it in the back seat. Put it in the trunk. Put it in your glove box. I don't care. Just don't have it where it's going to tempt you to want to pick it back up.
Yeah. You mentioned today that troopers saw a driver driving with her knees while having her hands on her cell phone. Yep. When you talked to the semi driver who donated his rig today, did he give any indication as maybe the worst thing he's seen from other drivers as he drives over the road? And conversely, you know, is that the worst thing that troopers saw today? Was what I just described?
Now, that's why you're where you're at and I'm where I'm at, because you actually think of the great questions to ask that I would have never thought about. I should have asked that question of him today, because he actually stayed in the back of the truck in the sleeper berth area to be able to just kind of, since it's his truck, he wants to make sure that everything's okay. You know, sometimes you can't trust those troopers with your property, so you might want to keep track of what's going on. But
sure.
He's a great resource, and he just means nothing but the best, because he really wants to make sure that the roadways are safer for everybody. I mean, he's got family that drives the roads as well. So.
Yeah. One final question here. I guess, maybe it's just the cynic in me, Trooper Wilson, but is it going to get to the point where we're going to end up having to ban even changing the radio or flipping on the air in the car or whatever while you're driving? Is it going to get that bad?
No, I really don't think it will. Now those actions do still cause crashes, but it's nowhere near what it is with the cell phone. And the reason why we can say that is they've done multiple studies where they actually measure the reaction time of somebody if they're on, even if they're just talking in a conversation on the phone, their reaction time, if they see something happening in front of them while driving down the road, is actually as slow as someone that's at a 0.08 level DUI.
Mm-hmm.
So simply answering hello, you bring your reaction time down to that of a person who can be arrested for driving under the influence. Mm-hmm. So it really, it's mostly about the electronic communication devices, only because we are so wired in, and the studies that are coming out now are just fascinating about how literally physically addicted we are to our phones. And the fact that people feel they have to have that, they have to be plugged in even while going 70, 80 miles an hour down the road, is it's a real problem for us to be able to address, because once again, unfortunately, the roadway is a living, breathing organism, if we like to think so or not. Things are always changing, and just because it's been this way 1,000 times, that 1,001st time when you're looking down at your phone because you assume that's going to be the same as it always was, that's when people die. And so it's really not about going after every distraction. It's just going after the one that seems to be the primary distraction that keeps us from being able to focus on what we need to focus on, just going down the road.
I'm out of time, but I can't resist asking this. Anything like Smokey and the Bandit today?
No, we didn't play that.
Ah, darn.
I'm sure some were tempted, but no.
Darn, I just couldn't resist. Illinois State Police District 7 Trooper and Safety Education Officer Jason Wilson. Trooper Wilson, thanks so much for your time as always, and hopefully this does make a difference.
Thanks, Will. We're hoping so.
Galesburg's Evening News continues with sports and business news next. And coming up, the new director of the Galesburg Public Library, all coming up on WGIL.